はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 50 as always brought to you by Air Clara and the translation and interpretation specialists. Number 50. 高瀬さん、ヨシさん、 Do you know what this means? Today is the last survival phrases. They can survive already. It's no longer needed. It's time to graduate onto beginner lessons. What do you think about that? Hello?
You can't say that again.
This ends the almost year-long journey of this series. 1 year dedicated just to surviving in Japan. And it's funny, a lot of the times, the content in here was actually more complicated than the lessons we were presenting. But we feel after 50 lessons, that's it. It's time to throw you out. What is it like? The baby bird out of the nest. Takase, out of that nest. Takase, say something.
I still want to do another lesson.
We're not kicking you out. No, no, just the survival phrases is going to stop.
No, we're keeping you around. I want to do survival phrases.
All right. Why don't we ask the people? If you would like us to continue with this series, let us know. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a comment. I was ready to close them down, but Takase says...
お願いします.
Oh, boy. She pulled the onegaishimasu card. So that means we have to continue. Yoshi-san?
Whichever is fine with me.
Okay. But anyway, let's move on. Now, today is lesson number 50. Yoshi-san, what are we dealing with today?
How to ask to heat something up.
There it is. When you go to the convenience store, they have lots of different items, and some of them are cold that need to be heated. And a lot of the places, they don't give you microwave access. So the microwaves are behind the counter. So if you want something heated up, you're going to need today's phrase. Now, I'll get into a story a little bit later. That'll give some people a chance to escape and shut the podcast off. But for now, let's take a listen to today's conversation. Takase-san, Yoshi-san, お願いします。
すみません、これをお願いします。
はい、720円でございます。
すみません、これを温めてください。
はい、どうぞ。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すみません、これをお願いします。
はい、720円でございます。
すみません。これを温めてください。
はい、どうぞ。
This time, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English.
すみません。
Excuse me.
これをお願いします。
This, please.
はい、720円でございます。
Okay, that'll be 720 yen.
すみません。
Excuse me.
これを温めてください。
Could you heat this, please?
はい、どうぞ。
Yes, here you are. Okay, now onto the short story and why we're introducing this phrase. When I first came to Japan, I went to a convenience store, and a lot of times, the person will actually ask you if you want it heated, and we're going to cover that phrase in a second. But on this occasion, the person working at the store, the convenience store worker, didn't ask me if I wanted it heated, and I did. And I didn't know the Japanese to ask for the person working at the store to heat this. And this is why we're introducing this today. So, why don't we do this? First, let's introduce the vocabulary word. Takase-san, what's today's lone vocabulary word?
温める.
To heat up. Break it down.
温める. 温める.
I like this word. It's fun to say. Yoshi-san, can you back me up here?
Yep, it's really fun.
No, it's not.
You don't know. Okay, well, let's back on track here. Come on, it's atata. I like that sound. It's atata. Once you get that, the rest is a piece of cake. Atatameru. Atatameru. I don't know. It flows off the... I don't know. Something about the way it flows.
Let's say it all together.
All right, Yoshi-san, that is what I like. Come on, Takase-san, let's say it all together. Ready?
Hi.
One, two, three.
Atatameru.
Okay, Yoshi-san, just as your punishment, you're going to say it twice now for everybody. Here you go.
温める。
Oh, what a day in the studio we have going. All right, Takase, you want to take over here? Okay, the point is that the word flows nicely, but I don't know, it's a little intimidating at first, that sound, 温める. But once you just get the first three syllables, 温める, then the rest just flows right off the tongue. 温める. Now, this is the word you need to get what you want heated up. Now, again, we're going to go over this. Okay, you know what? Let's get that dialogue one more time.
すみません.
Excuse me. Now, we give you this almost every single survival phrase. Our goal is to ingrain this in your brain so deep that instead of English excuse me, when you see people in your own country, you just say すみません. Right, Takase said? Every lesson we give this to them. So this should just come naturally. Excuse me. Then we have
これをお願いします.
This please. First we have the word for this.
これ.
Marked by the object marker.
お.
Followed by
お願いします.
And this phrase is set, meaning please. Same, very straightforward. Same in English. This please. The only difference in Japanese is, besides the words, that we have the object marker in there. これをお願いします. This please. Then we have the person at the store.
はい、 720円 でございます。
It's been a long shift for you at the store, hasn't it? Where's that pep?
Huh? はい、 720円 でございます。
Now that's the store I want to shop at. And here we have, okay. Then we have the amount first. Give us an amount one more time.
720円.
720 yen. And the word for yen is?
En.
Now, this is marked by the particle.
De.
Followed by?
ございます.
And this is, again, just a very polite form of the copula. There is. Okay? So, again, but what's important to notice here is the amount comes first. 720 yen, it is. Again, when we interpret into English, it is comes first. That'll be 720 yen. Okay? And the reason we throw all these numbers at you, we want to get your ears accustomed to hearing different amounts. Because when you come to Japan, you know, it's not going to be that one amount every single time. You're going to get lots of different amounts. But there should be a register there to help you out so you can see. Okay? This is followed by?
すみません.
Excuse me. Now here what happened is the person working at the store didn't heat the item up and didn't ask the customer if he or she wanted it heated. So we have to step in here. So we start off with excuse me, followed by
これを温めてください.
Please heat this up. Now, in the translation we gave you, could you please heat this up? Because in English, this is the politer way to ask. And in Japanese, this is quite a polite way to ask if the person working the store can heat this. Okay? First, we have again the word for this.
これ.
Followed by the object marker.
お.
Followed by the verb in its te form.
温めて.
Okay, again, the dictionary form of this verb is
温める.
And the te form is
温めて.
And this is followed by
ください.
Okay, so 温めてください. Heat this, please. And this comes first. So it's actually this heat, please, is literally what it means. But again, we interpret and we start from the back. Please heat this. Please heat this up. As 温める is heat up. Okay? Just give it to us one more time.
これを温めてください.
Okay, that's the phrase you want. It's all heated up, so the shopkeeper takes it out of the microwave and passes it to the customer, and she says,
はい、どうぞ.
Come on, not in Japan. They're a little more peppy. はい、どうぞ. Come on.
はい、どうぞ.
You are not cut out for the counter, Takase-san.
頑張れ!
はい、どうぞ!
Not bad. All right. Now, what a great conversation. Now, and hot food too. And the reason I kind of point this out too is sometimes they won't ask you because there's certain items that they will ask you because it's kind of implied that they'll be heated up. But I have some maybe exotic or, Yoshi, shall we say, strange tastes. So I like some things hot that aren't really supposed to be. Sometimes like onigiri or something like this.
Eh?
Yeah, I think that's why they don't ask me too much. But you haven't seen the tsukune onigiri? The minced chicken, like a hamburger surrounded by the rice? Okay, I'll get you a picture. Yoshi-san, you want to back me up here or...
Sumimasen. Yep, it's nice to have it hot.
Sometimes it is. Well, come on, what about yakiniku? Barbecued beef onigiri. Do you eat it cold?
I just don't eat barbecue onigiri.
Makes sense. Yoshi-san?
Come on.
Do you, Yoshi?
yep. I always heat it up too.
Usotsuki.
I think your new nickname could be Sunshine. It's so bright in here. Akarui. Bright Takase-san.
So desu ne.
Okay. Now, let's get a little back on track here. If it's something that's expected to be heated up, the person working at the store will ask you a question. So, Takase-san, what would that person ask you?
Atatamemasu ka?
Okay, one more time.
Atatamemasu ka?
Literally, will you heat this? But we should interpret it as, would you like this heated? Now, again, give it to us just one more time.
Atatamemasu ka?
Here we have the verb, atatameru, in its polite form, atatamemasu, followed by the question marking particle, ka. So, just, atatamemasu ka? Will you heat this? Is the literal translation, but it should be interpreted. Okay, just break this down for us, Takase-san.
Atatamemasu ka? Atatamemasu ka?
Okay, so let's try that conversation one more time. This time, you'll ask Yoshi-san if he would like it heated up.
Sumimasen, kore wo onegai shimasu.
Hai, 720 yen de gozaimasu. Atatamemasu ka?
Hai, onegai shimasu.
Okay, now that works if you want to heat it up. What if you don't want it heated up, like some of us in the studio? One more time, please.
Sumimasen, kore wo onegai shimasu.
Hai, 720 yen de gozaimasu. Atatamemasu ka?
Iie, kekkou desu.
Okay, and let's go over that way to politely decline one more time. Yoshi-san?
Iie, kekkou desu.
No, I'm fine. No, it's fine. Okay, first we have the word for no, which is?
Iie.
Break it down.
Iie.
And then the word for fine.
Kekkou.
Okay, inside there we have a slight pause and a long vowel. Break it down for us.
Kekkou. Kekkou.
Okay, and if you put a desu on the end of this, it becomes extremely polite. Very nice way to decline. And again, we went over this many other ways. Okay? Yoshi-san, say you're out at someone's house or you're out to eat and someone asks you if you would like more food or more drink and you would like to decline. You can say?
Iie, kekkou desu.
No thanks. I'm fine. Really useful phrase here.
You can also say 大丈夫 desu.
Okay. Now, about this conversation, inside the Learning Center, we have line-by-line audio, so you can hear this conversation over and over. Also, lots of supplemental material to tie it all together. Really, really reinforce what you hear in the podcast. Finally, for all those people out there who've been using Japanese Pod, or some of those people who are new to Japanese Pod and don't know about this feature, if you click the center of your iPod, that white button in the middle, two times, the notes for today's lesson, the Romaji, will magically appear. Okay, now, anything else you want to add? Any questions? Anything else? Stop by JapanesePod101.com. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a post and say hi. All right, this could possibly be the last survival phrases. Time to throw everybody out. Fend for yourself in Japan. Takase-san, in case we don't get an overwhelming response on the message board, so many comments, do you have any last words? Oh, I'm sorry, that's a little dark.
Sayonara!
I was going to say.
Japanese pod. It was fun to work with you.
We're not fired. Yoshi-san, can you... How can we explain that? She's not...
Mata ne.
And on that note, that's going to do for today.
また明日。
またね。